and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those...
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A manhunt underway in Orlando after authorities say a gunman shot two police officers. Orlando Police Chief Eric Smith says the shooting occurred during a traffic stop.
Officers were investigating a vehicle wanted for a homicide in Miami.
Smith says the suspect carjacked another vehicle and took off after the shooting. The two officers are in critical condition. Ukraine attacking a Russian naval base near Crimea using a sea drone to attack a Russian warship. Video showed the ship listing and being pulled back to port. Former President Trump's legal troubles intersecting with his political calendar. Trump has a hearing on August 28th in his latest criminal case in Washington, D.C., just 5 days after the first Republican debate. Then, in the spring, his criminal trials in New York and Florida are set to begin. A school bus carrying teenage campers rolling over on an Idaho highway Friday, injuring 11 people. Seven of those hurt had critical injuries. An investigation into the crash is ongoing. This is ABC News. In what would be an unprecedented move to prevent Iran from seizing or harassing commercial ships in the Strait of Hormuz, U.S. military is considering putting armed personnel on ships to protect them.
U.S. Marines have already been training for this for the past 2 weeks. Now, the plan is to put armed personnel in teams of 20 on commercial ships that request protection. The Marines would have the right to self-defense, and while the intention here is to put Iran on notice, there is no question it increases the risk of miscalculation or possible confrontation with Iran.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Not something you want to hear about if you're flying, your pilot being told to brake less. But according to the Telegraph UK, that's what a number of Russian airlines have told their pilots as they look to conserve parts amid Western sanctions that prevent them from importing new components for commercial jets. Some pilots have been told to avoid using auto-braking systems if the runway's long enough and to rely on reverse thrusters. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Penny Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Alice. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Donald J. Trump has now been indicted for a third time. The purpose of the conspiracy was to overturn the legitimate results of the 2020 presidential election by using knowingly false claims of election fraud. The defendant enlisted co-conspirators to assist him in his criminal efforts. Jim Troupas, Ron Johnson, they're coming for you. Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Jeffrey Clark, yeah, you as well.
Weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh, along with our producer, engineer, and co-host for this fine Friday. It is Mr. Luke Mathers, our executive producer, and also the co-host of Town Call with William Walter every afternoon in the show that precedes ours. Great to have you along, Mr. Mathers.
Glad to be with you, Todd.
Yeah. Is it just me, or does I sound very tinny in my headphones?
I'm hearing it too, okay, so I'm on it.
As long as we're going, you know, I am a lot. I'm a little tinny myself. I'm kind of like the Tin Man. Sometimes I don't have a heart. Some people say, but anyway, we're on the air. That's all that that matters. Great to have you along in hour two on a Friday as well, the 28th of July, 2023. Mr. Aaron Zommers is taking a well deserved day off in the DUP. Deupers, as they say up there in the Upper Peninsula. Looking forward to this hour. I'm going to continue on just a bit more with Derek Van Orten, Republican congressman from the 3rd District, who on Wednesday night went on a profane-laced tirade of verbally abusive behavior against 16 and 17-year-old pages in the U.S. Capitol. And well, there we go. Look at that. Look at that. Mr. Mathers is on it. Just like that, he fixes it. That's fantastic. Appreciate that. So now we're here. Now we're sounding great. Anyway, so Van Orten went on this profanity-laced tirade. He was rebuked on the Senate. This was a House member going after 16 and 17-year-old Senate pages. This did not set well with any member of the U.S. Senate. Both Chuck Schumer, the leader of the Senate, a Democratic leader, rebuked him, and immediately following, the Republican leader, Mitch McConnell, gets up and also rebukes him and says that every member, everyone in the Senate Republican caucus, including Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, joined in rebuking the actions of Republican Derek Van Orten. Extraordinary to see Mitch McConnell speak for the entire United States Senate. So I'm going to go through this a little bit as well. We mentioned last hour about this state fair thing down in Iowa with good old pudding fingers Ron DeSantis, because he eats pudding with his fingers and also mashed potatoes and spaghetti and other stuff.
I don't refer to him as pudding fingers because it's one of those line of attacks almost from Donald Trump. And I
just think it's funny because there's actual footage. And what amuses me about it as a former staffer, is that his staff is reticent to ever let him eat in public because they know this about him. And I just know from being a former staffer, there's always those things like, oh, geez, I hope our boss doesn't do this. And to have one of them be, we can't let him eat in public.
It's the opposite end of the spectrum of John Kasich and Ron DeSantis then. Because yes. Kasich, literally in 2016, when he was running for president, just everything was, every stop was a food event. This was like the one thing that I remember about John Kasich running for president.
Well, here's some our friend Scott Klug, my former boss in the U.S. House. Here was his kind of quirk. Whenever he was out in public at any event, he always drank Coke from a can. You want to know why? Can you think why?
I'm trying to guess.
It was all about image. He said, Todd, if I have a Coke in a glass, people can take a photo of that and they can use it as a campaign piece and say Klug was drinking alcohol or whatever. They can't do that. This is before you could Photoshop stuff.
Before you just take the alcohol and put it in the Coke can, though. Well, isn't that the way you said
it? I guess we didn't think that far ahead. But that was why. You always write Coke in a can. So anyway, well, Luke has dialed up this cut. This is Ron DeSantis, Florida governor, running for president, down in a county fair in Iowa. And he comes across these kids and a family, and he's shaking hands. And he comes across this kid, and here's what happens.
Yeah, it's good to meet you, too. Oh, what is that? An icy? Yeah, that's probably a lot of sugar, huh? Good to see you. All right, 4-H, Wayne County.
The sound doesn't quite do it justice, but he kind of snarls at this kid. Like, oh, that probably has a lot of sugar in it. And then just turns his back on the poor. It's a county fair. You eat elephant ears and caramel apples and Slurpees. That's what the fair is for.
I'm having, how is he... never seen an icy before out in public. Where's this guy living that he's never seen an icy?
He probably doesn't like it because he can't eat it with his hands. He has to drink it out of a cup.
But still, even if you don't like one, how have you never seen an icy before?
I know. Yeah, what is that? He asks what it is.
Yeah. I don't get it.
I mean, talk about a guy that lives in a bubble.
Or under a rock or something. Right. I don't know, but it's
I'm not sure we'll get to it or not. But a Republican, by the way, his ongoing war with Disney, apparently now Ron DeSantis has introduced legislation, or it is this little committee that controls the Disney area. They're trying to defund the Disney World Police. I'm not making this up. A Republican is not a Democrat, not a progressive, not a lefty, not a left. A Republican, Ron DeSantis, is trying to defund the Disney Police. I'm not making that up. Because he hates Disney so much.
I don't even know what to say.
I know. What do you say to that?
That is wild.
Wild and wacky stuff, as Johnny Carson used to say. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about this Van Orton stuff, which is wild and wacky in and of itself. Going to give you the timeline, what's going on there. Take your calls as well. And also, mega extremism. It could hold the U.S. Congress hostage, and we could have a government shutdown. We'll talk about it after this. 844-967-2789. Take your calls. This is the Todd Allball Show, along with Luke Mathers, on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. We'll be right back.
pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. High temperatures reach up to 83 today under mainly cloudy skies, southeasterly winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected again tonight. Lows level off around 63. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 75. Upper 70s Monday and Tuesday with a chance for scattered storms Monday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 67.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Talbot Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 15 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Glad to have it along with Mr. Luke Mathers on the board, in for a vacationing Mr. Zommers from the Wayne County Fair in Iowa with the governor, Ron DeSantis. And now to the Wisconsin State Fair, which is a much, much better deal, if you ask me. I love the fair. I love everything about the fair. I love the cream puffs. Mr. Mathers, not so much.
No, I'm not a big fan. I will eat a lot of different things at the state fair. I'll try a bunch of things, but the things that I have tried that I know I don't like... Cream puffs.
All right, fine. No cream puffs for Lukester. I love
more
cream
for
puffs.
Everybody else. Hey.
But you're a big fried on a stick guy.
Oh yeah, yes.
Anything on a stick.
We're 6 days away. State Fair's coming up fast.
And speaking of that, the keeper of all of our tickets has opened up the ticket vault. And what have you brought with you in your satchel? This is fantastic. He brings a leather it's a bound satchel. It's been used. It's been rubbed with all kinds of mink oil over the years. It's a beautiful leather satchel, and you have pulled out.
They're crumpled up in the back of my wallet. That's what I guess the equivalent. Like if I had to carry them around, that's where they'd be. But I don't think I could carry as many tickets as we have here at Civic Media all on me at once. But we got a 4-pack of tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair to give away to your lovely listeners, Todd.
A 4-pack. There you go. You and three of your wonderful friends, family, whoever you want to take with you, 4 tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair for any day, correct?
Any day. And you could invite Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and show him the Slurpees, the Icies, show him around the Wisconsin State Fair if you really wanted to.
If you want to.
I wouldn't do that, but you could do that with the other three of your tickets if you're the winner.
There you go. We're going to give the tickets away. What should we do here? Should we do a trivia or should we just do it? No, I've been thinking about other things, Luke. You understand? I've been thinking about...
I don't know what that's like.
Really? I know. Right? Give me a break. All right.
4 tickets. Let's do caller number 4.
There you go.
That's really
that's
easy.
That's why you're in charge.
That's why I'm in charge.
Caller number 4 gets 4 tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair for free. Gratis. No dinero. Call the number 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Caller number 4. Luke is screening the calls. He will tell you what number you are, and we will put caller number 4 on the air. Caller number 4 to 844-967-2789 will get 4 tickets. Stay with us. We're going to find out. Phones are going crazy. There's a call from Anonymous. They also wrote the great book called Primary Colors by Anonymous as well. We appreciate them calling in. Who would have thought you would have got a world-class author and film person calling the old show today? 844-967-2789, caller number 4. We're going to put you on the air in just a moment, and that person will have 1 of 4 tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair. You've got the people that I love, I've said this before, at the State Fair, is the big pavilion where you've got like the sham wow guy and the Ginza Tokyo knife. They're doing all the demonstrations. I love it. It's like live television. It's theater, you understand. So I'm looking forward to getting down there to the State Fair. I believe now we have our caller number 4 is on the air. She is from Madison, and Sheila from Madison, I believe you are on the air. Let's just hold on 1 second. Sheila, go ahead. Congratulations. You have won the tickets.
So awesome. I've never been to the State Fair before, so this
really?
Is great.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. Are you listening to us on WMDX or on the Civic Media app?
On the radio.
On the radio. Very good. Here in Madison, WMDX. Well, that's fantastic. Do you have three friends, family, whomever you can take with you?
I sure do.
All right. Well, that's great. The State Fair coming up, your first time there. We appreciate you listening to us, and we're happy to send you to your inaugural visit to Wisconsin State Fair. You will not be disappointed. It's a great time had by all. Don't go anywhere. Don't hold on. Don't hang up. Hold on, brother.
Hold on. Yeah, please do.
Do hold. Luke is going to take your information off the air, and we'll get those tickets to you. Thanks a lot, Sheila. We appreciate you. All right, that is Sheila in Madison. More tickets on Fridays and other days as well to the Milwaukee Brewers, to the State Fair. So be listening each and every day. Luke will open up that satchel and give us more tickets. We're going to go to this shutdown in just a minute. But I promised that I said I was going to run through this timeline of Van Orton, and then we'll get off of it for today. I just think it's important that this guy was at the January 6th insurrection, claims he didn't go in. Also then threatens this guy during the campaign, a private citizen, to release his personal information, berated a teenager, another teen, at a Prairie du Chien library, who is a teen librarian there, over a pride display, filed a complaint with the library claiming that the book was untrue because it painted Republicans in a bad light. The book was a piece of fiction about rabbits. All right. The serious part is this teenager described the situation as, quote, very uncomfortable and threatening. Van Orton wanted to know who set the display up so, quote, he could teach them a lesson, unquote. Then Van Orton checked out all the books but one. The teenager said she was, quote, unquote, terrified. In 2015, Van Orton, according to his own book, said he revealed a male lieutenant's enlarged scrotum to a female officer as a quote-unquote prank. Again, for a guy who, you know, rails against Pride Month, he seems to have an obsession with male genitalia. In May of 2022, he was found with a gun, as we said before, in his carry-on bag at an Iowa airport. Pleaded guilty in December of 21, paid a $360 fine. And then also was fined by TSA. Typically, that fine is about $4,100 for the first offense. And then in October of 22, said that leftists cannot be Christian. Said there were many fine Democrats who are Christian, but leftists couldn't be a Christian. And painted his opponent, State Senator Brad Paff, as a leftist. This guy just has abusive behavior. It's the same type of behavior, and add into that the drinking. This is the same stuff of the domestic abuse we deal with. And as Trygve Olsen said, he's an embarrassment to every person in Wisconsin and the 3rd Congressional District. And I applaud Republican leader Mitch McConnell. And quite frankly, I applaud U.S. Senator Ron Johnson for going along with Mitch McConnell and condemning Van Orton. It would seem that someone who was a former SEAL, Navy SEAL, would have the chutzpah to man up and admit he was wrong and apologize to teenagers who he verbally assaulted. 23 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Want to start this here?
Luke, 2 o'clock, sir.
2 o'clock, yeah.
Come on,
it's,
man.
It's just, I keep
it's a Friday. You're keeping me on my toes. Isn't that what it is? You're making it's sure that Friday. I'm aware that it's the 2 o'clock hour. Sure. I did a double take there. I was like, wait, what?
Luke's like, oh, my God, I hope it's not 1 o'clock. No, 2:23. Not great, but a very important story. Heather Cox Richardson, a great reporter, author who we've used before. Headline, mega extremists hold American hostage. May cause a government shutdown. The House, U.S. House representatives left for its August recess this week without passing 11 of the 12 appropriation bills necessary to fund the government after September, setting up the conditions for a government shutdown this fall if they cannot pass the bills and negotiate with the Senate in the short time frame they have left. Far-right Republicans don't really care too much, apparently. Representative Bob Good, Republican of Virginia, who seems to be up to no good, told reporters this week, quote, "We should not fear a government shutdown. Most of what we do up here is bad anyway, unquote. Representative Catherine Clark, Democrat of Massachusetts, the second ranking Democrat in the House, disagreed. She said this, quote, "The Republican conference is saying they're sending us home for 6 weeks without funding the government. That we have one bill out of 12 completed because extremists are holding your conference hostage. And that's not the full story. The extremists are holding the American people hostage. We have 12 days, 12, when we return to fund the government, to live up to the job the American people sent us here to do. This is a reckless march to a MAGA shutdown. And for what? In pursuit of a national abortion ban? Is that what we're here doing? The American people," says Catherine Clark, Democrat of Massachusetts, "the American people see through this. They know who is fighting for them, fighting for solutions. Your time is coming. The American people are watching. They're going to demand accountability. We should be staying here, completing these appropriation bills, stripping out the toxic, divisive, bigoted writers that have been put in these bills, and getting back to work for freedom and for our economy and for the American family." Unquote. What say you? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you either on the phone or download the Civic Media app. Go to your favorite app store on the iPhone or Android device. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. Civic Media. You'll see the cool little CM logo designed by our fantastic Rebecca in graphics. Punch on that to download it. Less than a minute. Won't cost you a thing. There is a tip button on there. If you want to leave a tip for Luke Mathers, you can do that. There's no tip. There's no tip button. Wouldn't it be fantastic though if there were?
I now have the great idea.
Right?
Just give me a couple days.
There may be a tip button coming. But what do you think about that? I mean, what do you think? Look, I mean, the Republicans say, well, most of what we do up here is bad. Tell that to the military folks or a lot of government employees who will not get paid if we go through another government shutdown.
Who among us, Todd, doesn't have the opportunity to go on a six-week vacation before doing one of the very important things that they need to do with their job? Come on, who among us?
Right. Great six-week vacation. Back to the district. Give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. I love these, I say this tongue-in-cheek, of course, I love these mega Republicans saying, well, you know, we don't do anything up here good anyway. The continual kind of painting the government as this terrible, terrible thing. And look, I'm a former Republican. And I still think that I'm a fiscal conservative. There are a lot of government programs, particularly at the federal level, that should be cut out. There is government waste. I'm not going to say that. But the fact is, our federal government also does a lot of good. It always fascinates me when these Republicans get up and say, oh, federal spending, we have to cut federal spending. And then a hurricane hits Alabama or Mississippi or a flood or a tornado hits Kentucky. And these same mega Republicans are the first one to stand in line for government assistance.
During the pandemic, first one, some of the first with their hands out for PPP loans.
And I know you guys do, whether it was with Dueling Tangents or now on Town Call. Luke, you've been all over this, the hypocrisy. Guys like Robin, what's popping Robin Voss, taking all kinds. That's going to be a segment. We're working on a segment called What's Popping Robin Voss. It's a popcorn business.
I get the joke. It's hilarious.
Robin, instead of Rock and Robin, it's be, what's popping, da, 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 what's popping, da, 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 what's poppin', Robin Voss. And just the absurdity of Robin. By the way, he liked on social media this week. Did you see that? This cartoon that is against Jewish people, for goodness sake?
Yeah,
what's
it was
up with him?
Republican town. It was a satire that Robin Voss would like to see as real, which is disturbing.
The Republican Party has gone to crazy town. We'll go there as well. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show with Luke Mathers and the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A manhunt underway in Orlando after authorities say a gunman shot two police officers. Orlando Police Chief Eric Smith says the shooting occurred during a traffic stop.
Officers were investigating a vehicle wanted for a homicide in Miami.
Smith says the suspect carjacked another vehicle and took off after the shooting. The two officers are in critical condition. Ukraine attacking a Russian naval base near Crimea using a sea drone to attack a Russian warship. Video showed the ship listing and being pulled back to port. Former President Trump's legal troubles intersecting with his political calendar. Trump has a hearing on August 28th in his latest criminal case in Washington, D.C., just 5 days after the first Republican debate. Then, in the spring, his criminal trials in New York and Florida are set to begin. A school bus carrying teenage campers rolling over on an Idaho highway Friday, injuring 11 people. Seven of those hurt had critical injuries. An investigation into the crash is ongoing. This is ABC News.
Hey, this is Penny Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Baugh.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Welcome back to Tallable Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Mr. Mathers is spicing it up on a TGIF Friday edition of the Tallable Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Look, sir, glad to have you along at 2:33.
Yeah, it is 2:33. I don't have to double check. We know what time it is, folks.
We know what time it is. Mr. Zommer is on a well-deserved day off and with you on a Friday. Hope your Friday is going well. And be aware, could be some heavy weather coming through later on this afternoon and tonight across parts of Wisconsin. So this heat apparently is about to break, cool down a little bit starting tomorrow, but may trigger some severe storms with some high winds and hail in parts of the state. Be listening to your respective civic media radio station. We will break in and give you any warnings should they happen. Like, yeah. I know yesterday during Devil's Advocates with Crudy and Dom, Corey Hartman broke in and did a great job of telling folks how to stay safe.
Yeah, something definitely rolled through late last night, or I guess early this morning. My power went out around 12:30 last night. Yeah, and there was a bunch of kind of... Not a bunch of fallen branches and whatnot, but there was some debris that was blown about. The cover of the grill almost flew all the way off. So there had to have been some high winds coming through at least my neck of the woods last night. And I should have been listening to Civic Media, but I was asleep. So that is my excuse for why I did not get the update on our tremendous stations.
It's one advantage of starting to lose my hearing is it really takes a big storm in order to wake Todd up.
Just sleeping right through
it. But I love a good, as long as there's no damage, I love a good thunderstorm in the summer. Wouldn't it be fantastic if you had a thunderstorm in the winter?
Thunder snow is a yes. scary thing. Like, it's weird.
I've been in that a couple of times.
It's not, right? It's not normal. And a couple of years ago, I would have never been like, oh yeah, that's a thing. Thunder snow. Oh, what?
Yeah.
What?
Let's go to the text line just for the fun of it. Jeff in Shorewood, appreciate him listening as always. In the last segment, I mentioned that, you know, I still believe there is, while I'm a believer that the government does a lot of good, as someone who worked both at the state capitol and the U.S. Congress for several combined 25 years, saw a lot of waste. So Jeff in Shorewood says, okay, Todd, put up, what federal programs should be cut? Well, how about this one, Jeff? My former boss, Scott Klug, tried to do this back in 1996. It's still alive. Down in Texas, the National Helium Reserve. It's an actual thing. It was created back in 1925. Because, you know, we have blimps, right? As part of our defense system. Don't have too many blimps. The Goodyear blimp. But even that's been replaced by drones now a lot of times for sports events.
Yeah. So, but helium's hard to come by. Well, isn't it?
There was a shortage a little while ago.
It's one of those, I believe it's very difficult to manufacture if you want to try to make helium. Like, it's not an easy chemical process. And so there's only like, there's only so much helium out there, I believe. I don't know how it works. I honestly.
But the question is, should the government be involved in making, you know, helium for balloons? Which, by the way, I'm a big. I'm okay with the rubber balloons, whatever you want to call them. But the what do you call them?
The nylon?
Glossy ones.
Yeah. Not
Kevlar.
It's not Kevlar. No, it's something like that, though. It's a something R, yeah, I think.
And you
picked me on the worst day to try to pick a random fact that has no application to anything else that we've been talking about to try to get me to get that out of my brain.
Right, I know. Mylar. That's Mylar. What it is.
Thank you. See? I helped get you
for
there.
Once,
there we
for
go.
Once
it was,
I
we,
had
there
one.
We go.
For
we're,
once,
we're there.
For
all
once,
right.
An old man's brain works. Mylar, because here's the deal. I've been, I know, he just, we're not going there. I've spent a lot of time, been to El Salvador and Central America 39 times over 25 plus years, kind of like a second home to me. And I walked the beaches. I love walking the beaches in El Salvador. And you see, in the last few, I haven't been there now 4 years, longest I've ever gone since I first started going in 92.
Nothing's happened in the last 4 years.
Oh, no, nothing at all. I got to get back there because my next time will be 40 times to El Salvador. And I want to get down there. Anyway, when you walk on these beaches in the Pacific Ocean, over the last, 8 years, you've seen more and more of this ocean waste. And it truly, I mean, I've always been pro-environment or whatever, but I think it really, when you see this for yourself, you hear stories, you see things on TV, all this plastic in the ocean. But until you walk it yourself, until you see it yourself, at least for me, it didn't have as big an impact. And so I personally think I'm fine with outlawing Mylar balloons. I think they're environmental data. Who needs a Mylar balloon?
I can't tell you the last time I had a Mylar balloon, at least that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
But it like, maybe at a party or
and
something.
You know what really irks me are these balloon releases. Because what's
the point? That's terrible.
I don't care whether it's a funeral or a birth reveal or whatever. And by the way, birth reveals, right?
I think you mean gender reveals. Yeah. I don't think anybody's being like, the baby's been born. It's more of it's a boy, it's a girl kind of vibe. Birth reveals.
Here's the placenta. We have a birth reveal.
Todd, something happens throughout that 9 months that there's a revelation that the birth is going to be there at the end point. Like a gender reveal, I believe, yes, is what you're.
That's what I'm talking about. Gender reveal. I don't. You know, you just tell people. Just say, hey, we're having a boy or girl. Or how about the old-fashioned way? Just wait until the kid comes along. Nobody needs to know what's coming. What just happens? There are very few surprises in life. Why not just let it be a surprise? Anyway, just don't use Mylar balloons when you're doing stuff because it's terrible for the environment. All right. There's Todd's tip for a Friday afternoon. 844-967-2789 if you want to join this craziness on a Friday. 844-967-2789. Why not go back out to the old stomping grounds? I was just there this past week on Wednesday. Spent the night overnight up there at Mom's in Richland Center. Go out to Richland Center now, home of WRCE in Southwest Wisconsin. And Robert listening in on RCE. Thanks for calling in. What say you, Robert?
Yeah, hi. First of all, I just want to talk about helium briefly.
Sure.
Helium is used in a lot of things, such as MRI machines, and
really?
Rocket engines, and air to missile guide systems, NASA applications, and a variety of other things. So, nuclear reactors, because helium doesn't become radioactive, so it can be used as part of the cooling medium. So helium has a lot of really cool uses besides our party balloons.
Well, this is exactly why I love this show, because we have smart people like you. I had no idea helium was used in MRI machines.
See, well, I knew it was used in MRI machines, but, you know, I just Googled and figured out all the rest of this stuff. But while I'm on the phone,
I appreciate the honesty. This is like the old Johnny Carson Stump the Band. This is Stump Todd Friday.
So could I chip in on Derek Van Orden?
Please. You live in the 3rd Congressional District out there in Richland County. What say you on Mr. DVO?
Well, so the one thing is, I think it was just the incident itself was awful about yelling at the teenage page or something. But, you know, I also think what's almost worse is the fact that how he tried to justify it at the end by this whole cockamamie story about in Civil War, people were put in there,
right. Soldiers,
like desecrating soldiers' group, which is just such a reach. And it's such as not like, oh, I'm sorry, I guess I lost it for a minute. I should have been okay, you know. But the follow-up just tells you more about his character than the actual incident, I believe.
I think that's a great point. And again, to clarify, there are at least not any known soldiers buried under the Capitol. I mean, my gosh, the Capitol was built already during the Civil War. It was used as a hospital. And you know something about hospitals. And it was a place where Union soldiers were treated. And again, I agree with you 100%. As they say, the cover-up is always worse than the crime. And to make up that crap is just, it's ridiculous.
Well, I know. It's such a reach to say that you're desecrating graves, because like you said, it was a hospital. I'm sure some people maybe had died in there, and that, you know, but it's such a reach.
Yeah, totally agree.
So,
Robert, thank you so much for the call. Appreciate you listening. As always, have a great weekend out there in Richland County.
Okay, thanks. You too.
All right. Thank you very much. If you'd like to be like Robert, give us a call, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789.
Would you say that's the most generous that you could be then? That there weren't the graves, it was just Union soldiers' ghosts that walk the halls of Congress, right. And that's who the pages were disrespecting by laying there?
But I agree with Robert. It was, I mean, it's just ridiculous. And the thing is, if you want to go, have you ever been to Arlington National Cemetery?
I have, several times.
Well, there you go. If you want to be somewhere that affects you, go to Arlington National Cemetery, where America's heroes are buried. And that is a sacred spot where our men and women who gave everything for us are actually buried. And any sort of goofiness there should not be tolerated. To me, it is a sacred spot. But that's very different than a couple of miles away at the U.S. federal capital where there are no soldiers buried.
And it, the fact that he was there when the actual desecration of the Capitol was happening on January 6th, when people were shattering windows and smearing feces on the wall and trying to overturn through violence the election, the 2020 election, the certification of that election on January 6th, 2021. We don't, like Trigvi pointed out, we don't know for certain if Derek Van Orden, Congressman Van Orden now, was in the building that day, but he was definitely on the grounds and he witnessed that.
He was a part of his own picture for that.
Yes. He was a part of the mob that then put that violence onto that building that day. And if you are okay with that and you were doing your civic duty or whatever, the most generous version of that, that these individuals, I forget if it was Ronna
McDaniel.
Yeah. That said that it was appropriate political discourse is how she referred to the insurrection on January 6th, for you to be okay with that. And then the routine nature of teenage Senate pages, quote unquote, lounging in the rotunda is just, it's disgusting.
It is disgusting. And you bring up a great point. I'm glad you did, that we have not heard anything from Congressman Derek Van Orden on calling out people who were at January 6th. He, too, basically, to paraphrase, not a direct quote, but paraphrase, saying that they were exercising their free speech, basically. Which, of course, we know is a complete load of crap. It was an insurrection. And I wish Congressman Van Orden would call that out. New charges for the Trumpster. Get to this quickly before the break. Special Counsel Jack Smith has brought new charges against Trump in connection with his retention of classified documents. The new indictment alleges that Trump conspired to destroy evidence when he plotted to delete video from security cameras near the storage room where he'd stored boxes containing classified documents. This was after the Department of Justice had subpoenaed that video. The plot involves a third co-conspirator, Carlos de Oliveira, who has been added to the case. De Oliveira, a former valet at the Trump Organization's Mar-a-Lago property, who became property manager there in 2022. Allegedly, he told another Trump employee that, quote-unquote, the boss wanted the server deleted and that the conversation should stay between the two of them. Apparently, it didn't. Apparently, it didn't.
Imagine being that guy. Like, you get looped into this whole...
Poor Carlos.
he was a willing participant, maybe.
He was a willing participant.
I don't know, but
I don't know.
That's a bad day at work right there, getting looped into this.
You think we need a Friday? Yeah. How about that? We'll come back with what we're thankful for, Mimosa Friday, and your calls as well, the Todd Allball Show. Don't go anywhere. Oh, no, we got a minute left. That's fantastic. All right, let me tease this.
See, this is my bad. I'm used to longer out song cues. You are used to shorter out song cues. I wanted to listen to Loverboy. I threw you off. This is on me.
I've been used to shorter for quite a while. Anyway, there are bone fragments believed to have been from the 15th century. Composer Ludwig van Beethoven had made their way back to Vienna after living in a locked drawer of a home in Carmichael, California for the past 30 years. I'm not making this up. Beethoven was in California, but by golly, he's made his way back to Europe. We'll talk about it after this on the Todd Allball Show. Now, this is the Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos, chicken on a stick, deep-fried old-fashioned?
or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun today, with daytime highs approaching 83. Southeasterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected again. Tonight, lows dip down to about 63. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 75. Overcast skies. Upper 70s, Monday and Tuesday, with a chance for scattered storms, Monday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 66.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
The Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from our friend, our colleague, Matt Flynn. And Matt Flynn direct from 3 until 4. I am the unofficial president of the Matt Flynn fan club.
It's pretty official at this point. It's pretty official, folks.
Here's why I love this program. Because you're going to learn something. We all learn something because Matt Flynn is an attorney, former chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. We're going to learn something. Number two, Matt Flynn does not take himself that seriously. I mean, he's not a stick in the mud. He'll say something. He kind of chuckles about it because he knows it's a little bit off, but he thinks it's funny. And anytime he laughs, I laugh along with him. And I think it's fantastic, right? So, I mean, it's a great program. You're going to learn something. You're going to have a laugh. And you're also going to have great callers. Each and every show, that's Matt Flynn, direct 3 to 4 at 4 o'clock. Crudy and Dom, never personal, only politics. It is The Devil's Advocate coming up at 4 until 6. At 6 o'clock, a great repeat of The Maggie Dawn Show. She called in today. God bless her. Even on her day off, she's still working.
That's how I screened the call. I was like, Maggie, don't you know? You got the day off.
but yet she's working anyway.
Yeah, she's listening. She's listening to Civic Media. She wanted to engage with you and Trigby on the air, and so she called in.
She's fantastic. An attorney herself. Maggie Dawn Show from 6 until 7. We have Pizza Box Mike in tonight, 7 until 8. Always a great show, Pizza Box. And then we've got at 8 o'clock, Rick Smith Across America. Our friend Robert Pilot, Native Roots Radio at 10 o'clock. Got to meet Robert here about a month or so ago up at Green Bay. Fantastic, a smart guy. Also very funny.
Oh, yeah. Oh, very funny.
I didn't realize what a funny guy he was. But really, really a cool sense of humor. Great person. Great Native American perspective. Native Roots Radio later on. And, of course, this weekend, Mr. Mathers, the Cripes cast with Charlie Behrens at noon, high noon, well, depending, but at noon on Saturday and Sunday.
Depends how you celebrate your weekend, I guess, right?
Exactly right.
But yeah, high noon, Cripes cast, and then following that, you got Under the Helmet with the Gravediggers. So right. Gilbert Brown joins Earl Ingram for that conversation taking place 1 o'clock on Saturdays and Sundays.
Well, fantastic. A couple of quick shout-outs. I have neglected. I wish my niece a happy birthday last Sunday. I wish my dad a happy birthday on Thursday. I forgot to also recognize my youngest niece, Isabel, who made my oldest niece, Addison's, cake. It was her 21st birthday. It was a very creative cake. It was a cake using a Barbie doll, which, of course, is, you know, in right now. And the Barbie doll was kind of, like, bent over the cake with her hands on it. And my niece used glitter to, like, replicate barf, basically, for her 21st birthday. And what was cool, she had the pink shoes, and one of the shoes is on top of the cake, like the Barbie had lost her shoe.
That is a very creative baking right? experiment right there. Right? I would have tried and failed. Baking is not a good one for me.
I enjoy it, but I'm not that creative. So congratulations. By the way, my mother would want me to say this. My oldest niece had a pretty subdued 21st birthday. She behaved herself, just had a couple of beverages and just kind of chilled. So a shout out to Amanda Schultz, youngest favorite daughter of my former boss, Dale Schultz, who is getting married this weekend. She and her lovely fiance, Will, I will be going to the festivities. So looking forward to that. Now, what the hell did you just do? You just drank all the mimosa for Mimosa Friday. What are we going to cheers to?
We have to cheers?
Well, that's the whole point. You see, now I understand. Now I understand. He doesn't actually listen to the show. All right, say something. We're not going to let this pass. Go ahead. Say something.
You're okay. Todd gave me a libation for the start of this segment, and I was ill prepared, and I did not know.
You have to be ready.
Okay.
All right.
Ready,
Lukester.
Okay. This is where my defense is going to be, Todd. I am. All right. So once you put the drink in my hand, then it goes away pretty quickly there.
Here's how this segment works. It's the end of the week. You know,
I told Aaron to give me any pointers. Darn it. I'm going to have to talk to him about this.
Well, don't do a DVO and go curse at him. That's what it's going to be referring to now. Every time a boss or a supervisor curses, it's a DVO, a Derek Van Orten.
Yeah, but it's not even. He wasn't a boss or a supervisor.
He was just a bully, a jerk. Anyway, enough about him.
You kindly had enough, though, so that we can do the segment.
Yes, we're going to do the little segment. First of all, I want to tell you this. I'm not going to get into the whole story. Todd and technology.
Okay.
All right. So anybody knows me, and Luke's getting to know me better. Better for worse for him. But here's the thing. Todd does not do well with technology. You understand? I have moved into a new apartment here in Madison over a month ago. And my Spectrum people are still not – I still don't have service, correct service. I have now had, after this morning, they came at 9 o'clock. After this morning now, I have had 4 Spectrum technicians, 3 trips to the Spectrum office, and now apparently it's an outside, it is the connection from the box or whatever into the apartment building. They believe they have to replace that. They're going to elevate the ticket, I'm told. I get better service.
I helped my little brother move yesterday.
It's hot.
The Spectrum installation gentleman was there at the door at 6 p.m. right when we were getting back to. So that was the first thing that they're in their mid-20s. First thing, my brother and his roommate were like, we need internet right away. And they made sure before the gentleman left to test to make sure the internet worked.
Smart.
And it did.
Smart. Your brother's a smart dude.
More of his roommate, but he's good on that stuff too.
Well, very good. Here it is. Kenny Chesney, one of my favorite artists. Kenny Chesney, pardon me. He has a great song called We Do. And so we like to say what we're thankful for every week. And then we cheers to that. Mr. Mathers, we'd like to say something you're thankful for this week.
Yeah, I am thankful for all of the tremendous Civic Media staff that are going above and beyond to pitch in. Here at Civic Media, we are doing something incredible, and just the team that we have put together is tremendous, and I am very thankful.
That's awesome.
Yourself included.
Well, thank you. I was going to say, I'm thankful for Luke Mathers because he's a chilled, cool dude. He had a couple of great shows this week. It takes a team, as Luke says, to put all this stuff on the air. But I'm thankful for Luke and all he has done to help our show and continues to do, including giving Mr. Zomers a day off. So also to you and to all of our fine staff, thankful that hopefully the weather is going to break a little bit. Thankful to have people like Amanda Schultz and her lovely family. I'm going to that wedding, so thankful for that. And thankful just to be healthy. You know, a lot of times we complain and gripe and groan, but health is a blessing and a wonderful thing. So, Luke, who lives like we do? We do. He didn't have his mic.
We do.
Very good. It is Mimosa Friday. And now, Luke, now you would vibe.
All right. There we go.
There we go. Oh, it's a fine. It's kind of slushy.
It's an icy almost. You were storing something somewhere that froze almost. Yes. At least half froze. But
in honor of Puddin' Fingers DeSantis, we have a little icy here on a Friday. Thanks to Trigby Olson as well. And above all, Thank you to all of you who listen to each of us each and every day. We appreciate you so much. Have a great weekend across the state of Wisconsin. We'll see you Monday. Stay tuned now. Matt Flynn, Direct is next. Do not go anywhere. He sees you on the line, and he'll take your calls after the top of the hour. Have a great weekend. For Luke Mathers, I'm Todd Albaugh on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep banging your drum.
Keep banging on, and your day will come. Keep banging on your drum.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay, then. Bye.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types
ABC
of...
ABC News.